Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time.
St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You're wearing green.
It is. Oh, look, I planned that out perfectly.
Wow.
And I'm wearing a hat because my hair is all crazy. So
mine too. I need a haircut.
Two for two. Nah. Yeah, well, your hair's still beautiful. Ben's on vacation, so it's just us tonight. Took a vacation from the show. So
Ben, you're dead to me.
So what did we do? We decided to drink something fantastic. truly the best. No one is as good as us. No one has ever been as good as us. And nobody even knows about being as good as we are. So
no, we won.
Oh, okay. So Noan, what are we partaking of tonight?
Well, let me tell you about this. It is, don't you zoom in. Don't you do it. I see it. Don't you do it. This is Colonel E.H. Taylor Single Barrel. That sounds good, right? Like, oh, damn you, TJ. That sounds like a good bottle of bourbon, because it typically is. Colonel E.H. Taylor is good juice, and a single barrel usually makes it even better juice, or often. Sometimes single barrel, not so good, but usually good. But this isn't just any Colonel E.H. Taylor Single Barrel. No, 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 no. So first off, this is a store pick from Corona Cigar, Davidoff Corona Cigar in Tampa. Tommy gave this to us after we had a really fun time. There a couple weeks ago, we got to enjoy this along with some Weller products as well. What makes this special and why Ben's going to miss out on this is it's not just your average Colonel E.H. Taylor. This is a mess up. It is a rare, super unique bottle because this is Mash Bill 2 in here.
Dose.
Usually, for those of you who don't know, Colonel E.H. Taylor, Buffalo Trace, Eagle Rare are Mash Bill 1. That's the low rye Mash Bill bourbon. Mash Bill 2 is a higher rye, usually like 12 to 15% is what it's rumored to be. That's what Blanton's is, Elmer T. Lee. So this is E.H. Taylor stock and their aging profile, but the mash bill got kind of messed up. So this is this is as rare of a bourbon as you'll find because it wasn't supposed to be made. And we got it. Tommy shared this with us out of the goodness of his heart, and we're going to drink it without Ben.
I'm excited. Not quite as excited as when this happens, but still very excited. For those listening, I put Brendan full screen because he hates it and I'm a jerk. So Mash Bill 2. We've been doing the Buffalo Trace tournament. You know the bourbons that like are in each one of those. Like Brendan mentioned, Mash Bill 2 is more of your Elmer T. Lee's, Rock Hill Farms, Hancock Blanton's, all the variants of Blanton's, Ancient Ages in there. This is definitely different. But we open this with Tommy. You can get this at the bar from time to time. This is not available. You just can't go buy this over at Davidoff. But we tried this with Tommy, and he was talking us through it, and it was fantastic then. It's great again. Let me just say this about E.H. Taylor. Is there a bourbon that you just kind of like stand for in the Buffalo Trace line? One that, you know, like Ben loves Stagg Jr. because he's a proof whore. Is there something is yours Elmer T. Lee? Is it White Dog?
Was E.H. Taylor for me, honestly, like at the price point and the availability. Like it's not super available. We reviewed it before, got a really good score. And if it was like 4 or 5 years, like 4 years ago, man, like you could find it like fairly regularly, like at $50. I've gotten it at Costco at $40 before, maybe even a little less than that, like 36. Those MSRP is $40 on it. So I think E.H. Taylor, like for a availability to price to quality ratio, might be the best of the Buffalo Trace line, the stuff that you could reasonably find every now and then. Is that what you were going to say? Is that yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say that mine is E.H. Taylor Single Barrel. I had that on Thanksgiving last year. Like that was my Thanksgiving pour while I was frying the turkey. It was beautiful weather outside. So you've been to the place, but past the pool, like my patio deck has a pretty good amount of space all around it. Like there's not just like the cage or the screen or whatever right next to it. So I fry the turkey on the other side of the pool so that if something crazy was to happen, I could literally just kick it over in the pool.
That's a good idea.
And so I was sitting up, you know, closer to the house with the whole 3 TV set up, watching NFL, drinking EHT Single Barrel. Like it feels like a holiday type pour.
I can see that.
Really pour, but not like I really try and save my really good stuff for when people are over, right? Like stuff that's impossible to find or whatever. But yeah, I think And E.H. Taylor is just a fantastic, fantastic, really good pour. And so this is something that I'm super excited about. We gave, out of the kindness of our hearts, we gave this bottle to Brendan. Now, we still drink it together, but Brendan's the one that kind of gets to keep the, it's got the pretty store pick sticker on it. It says Mash, it's, well, it doesn't say Mashable 2 on it, does it? No. He just told us that. So we could just be lying to you, but we're not. What are you getting on? So anyway, all that 3-minute story just to tell you that I like E.H. Taylor.
We have a turkey and there's a pool and you lost me about a minute.
TV setup, had to flex on people real quick because wow, yeah, we can't go to a show without doing that.
What a douche.
It'd be cool if Joe came over and watched football with us one day.
Joe lives a little further,
away. We can put the – I mean, he lives closer than you do.
Does he really? Jacksonville isn't closer to Tampa than Tallahassee.
Yeah, 3 hours. Oh, wow. Yeah, because you can cut across the state. Like, it's like a straight shot.
Okay.
We should have Joe over. We can put his team on the good TV. We'll put our crappy teams, UCF and FSU, on the top of the TV, on top TVs.
Green Bay plays on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah. Against the Braves sometimes. All right. So what do you get on the nose on this thing now that we're 6 minutes in?
All right. Yes. That's great. We're delaying for Ben. Maple syrup, like lots of it, lots of brown sugar, maple syrup. And brown sugar is a common note for me on the EH Taylor small batch, which actually, TJ, I have a little bit of that pour, so I've been going back and forth to compare and contrast. Ooh, maybe you should too. Just for the very end, we can kind of do a little, after we finish with this, we can do a little comparison. But also like a very nice, refreshing citrus note on this too. Orange. And then baking spices as well. It's almost like herbally, but like I want to say like clove. And around Christmas time, I think I've gotten this on other bourbons before too. You get this combination of orange, and then my wife will take little clove needles and stick them into the orange, and it smells really great. And that kind of reminds me, this is a fantastic nose. Really, really pretty. What about you?
Yeah, no. I do get that citrus now that you mention it. There's that creamy, sweet, like almost like an orange creamsicle.
Oh, I can
obviously
see that.
Get the caramel too. Mm-hmm. So it does take it away from that just a little bit. But if you kind of interpret that more as vanilla than caramel, you can kind of get that orange dreamsicle.
I think both.
Shout out to Bucks for the best throwback uniforms ever. Those
are pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great nose.
Yeah.
And I mean, I went back. I will do it at the very end. But like compared to the normal E.H. Taylor small batch, which is solid, which is very, very good, value proposition there. This is much more refined and depthier. There's also got like a nice little peppery note as well. And maybe that's the rye spice kind of amping up a little bit, or just single barrel goodness. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's good because it's not like just a straight sugar bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a good amount of complexity to the nose. It's not just like, you know, boom, caramel, sugar only, one note nose, which usually those are fine too. Like,
yeah, I mean, we usually don't for you especially
about caramel bombs, right? I mean, we like a sweet nose. I like a sweet nose too.
I'm gonna call you sweet nose.
Thank you. So on the taste, I haven't tasted mine yet. I had a little heartburn today, hoping this doesn't wreck me.
I'm sure that's gonna help you a lot. Oh man, on the taste. So on the front part of the palate, that you kind of toggled on the nose, TJ, between caramel and vanilla, and like it had both. But it is like there's those candies that are on the outside. They're like kind of they're brown and caramelly, and the inside they're white and creamy. I know it doesn't sound appetizing. They're like a it's like a dollar
caramel chew. It's like a caramel chew.
Is that what it is? Okay. It's got that kind of vibe to it. It's very sweet. But again, there's that like peppery vibe to it too. And I don't want to jump ahead to the finish, but like it does like go from this nice, clean, crisp start, very sweet. And then the pepper hits, and then just we'll get into the finish. But I've enjoyed the way it unfolds, and in particular, like the whole mouthfeel experience. Also, the orange as well. I'm curious to get your thoughts if you're enjoying the taste as much as I am.
No, it's got a good sweetness to it, but you definitely pick up there's more spice that comes in with that mash bill too. The spice comes in kind of after. I definitely get the sweet. Yeah. Sweet to start, spice to finish. Pretty balanced, pretty complex.
It's a little thin, like, initially. And you're, like, my first sip was like, oh, this is going to be, I don't want to say disappointing, but it's not going to match up to the nose. And I think initially, the first maybe third to half of the palate, it is a little underwhelming, right? But then the maple syrup, the brown sugar, the orange, things you get on the nose – show up in a very intense way that it just unfolds really beautifully. This is really, really cool and really nice. I love it.
It is.
Thank you, Tommy.
It finishes fairly well. Start us off. You talk on the finish. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I love the finish on this. Now, if Ben were here, he'd probably hate the finish because I feel like Ben and I usually are pretty much in lockstep until the point where we get to the finish. And then we're just usually just very opposite with each other. I get a very herbal, like almost like a black tea kind of note to this. But then also the orange citrus does show up as well. Very earthy. I like tobacco-y. So yeah, there's this like this level of like almost like a, again, there's balance to it because you get the sweet citrus, a little bit of caramel at the finish, but then you also have this very nice dark contrast of flavors with the herbalness, with the tea, with the pepper, the tobacco. So it's super complex. I hope I've stalled long enough for TJ to stop getting bossed around by Kara right now.
Actually not what was happening, but I'll tell you more later when movie magic has moved on.
I'm saying that the finish is very, basically what I said, TJ, is that the finish is very complex to me. There's a nice blend of sweet and darker notes though, too, like tobacco and herbaliness.
Right. It's not just one noted. It's not just straight pepper. Although I do like the peppery rye.
There's a little pepper
spice on the finish. Yeah.
There's sweet caramel. The mouth feels like, I think the finish has almost more flavor than the start of it. Is that crazy?
I can see that.
I think the finish
changes
is more
as it goes.
More profound and more like there's more oomph to the finish and more depth and character to it than the mid palate and even the start. Definitely the start of the palate.
I can see that. All right.
Thank you.
Just me and you tonight. Okay. So we're not getting an accurate score on this, but let's do it. Start us off with the nose.
The nose. And I just
out of, took okay. A, oh, can you go through the, you're the creator of this. Will you go through the scoring system?
Oh, TJ, I thought you'd never ask. So we go 2 points on the nose. We go 4 points on the taste. That's the most heavily valued of the formula because this is what it's all about. Ultimately, it's tasting it. 1 point for the finish. Then we do 1 point for cohesiveness and complexity. Finally, we take all those up, see what the total is, and then we try to determine what the value is for 2 points. So it's out of 10 total, with value being a pretty high part of this score.
Are you considering value each step along the way?
You know what? In honor of Ben, I will. So it's going to be a zero for nose because you can't get this anywhere. It's going to be a zero for taste. It's going to be a zero for finish.
That's great. In honor of Ben, I'm not going to do it.
Dollars.
Okay.
Cost proposition.
2 points there.
I'm going to go with, it's a really great nose. I'm going to go 1.75. It's not elite, but it is a damn good nose. We gave Weller 107 a 1.5 a couple weeks ago. Larceny Barrel Proof was in the 1.5 range for us. This is better than that in my estimation. This is a high-end nose, one of the better ones you'll get.
You sold me. 1.75 on the nose.
Did you think that was high at first? Was that, were you kind of on the fence?
No, I thought it was a really good nose. I thought it was going to be between 1.5 and 2. Like there was no part of my mind that thought that would be lower than 1.5. Taste?
I'm going to go with, I mean, it's very good.
I'm going with 3.25.
I'm going to go with 3. That's kind of, I was going between 2.75 and 3. So I'll round up to 3. I'll be a little bit more aggressive there. Yeah, it's very good. I don't know. I don't love it, the taste of it generally. But 3.25 is a pretty big score, man.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's above average. It's well above average to me.
Safely above average. I think that's
safely
fair.
Safely above average.
I will say this. This nose and finish kicks the ass of the E.H. Taylor small batch. But the E.H. Taylor's like, finish like the start of it in the mid palate, I think is a little stronger, to be honest.
Oh, I can see that. All right, where are you at for the finish?
Now I think the finish is a 1. I love the finish on this. I think it's a perfect finish. It's one of the best finishes that we've probably gone through. It's just, it's complex, it's depthy. I'm a big fan.
I'm going to give it a 1 on the finish as well. And I'm also going to give it a 1 on cohesiveness and complexity. I think it hits both of those pretty strong. And I don't think there's a lot of doubt there. The finish is really good, and then it is cohesive and complex throughout the entire thing. So, yeah, give me 2 points in those two categories. Not to jump ahead, but I just jumped ahead a bit.
Wow. All right. So I will – sorry, I was also a little distracted. I'm going back and looking up at our E.H. Taylor review from months ago when we had Elliot on. So we only do E.H. Taylor when Ben's missing, apparently. I think he had COVID the last time. So I'm going to go with a one for cohesiveness and complexity on this as well for the reasons you mentioned, TJ. So just for your edification here, nose, I went with 1.5 on the E.H. Taylor small batch. You with 1.25. So we are consistent there in saying this was a better nose. Taste, I went with a 3. You went with a 3. So I thought the taste was much better with that, or at least noticeably better, but a similar score for me. Finish, you went with a 1 on the E.H. Taylor small batch for this one right now. 1, and then I went with a 0.75. So, and then 1 across the board for cohesiveness and complexity. So not a huge difference, but I do think we are in agreement that this store pick and the Masterville 2 is a little extra special.
It is. So you had 1 for cohesiveness and complexity for this too?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. You said a lot of things there. So
I wanted to make sure. I didn't ramble. I was trying to. Sorry. Why don't you tell me about a turkey again for 3 minutes? Jesus.
You're welcome. 6.75 is your score going into value. Whoa. Mine's a 7. Now, value's tough on this because you can't get a bottle of it very easily. You can get single barrel. I think value is going to be pretty tough here, and so I'm probably going to just amend the way that I view it. I'm just going to do it on value of a regular EHT single barrel. You're never going to get this exact bottle, so you know the value would essentially just be 0, right? Like it's tough to do that to a bourbon. So I mean
before you throw it out there, TJ, I would say for value, I mean that is at the core of what we're Ms. Bourbon on a budget, right? We're trying to figure out like what price like is.
This cost us nothing.
Well, that is true. So that's going
to help. It's a 3.
And in honor of Ben, he would factor that in tremendously into this equation. I will say there's got to be some level of nostalgia with bourbon. Like that is kind of like there's a heritage kind of family vibe to it. When you guys gave this to me, I got it only because of the work that we've done at Bourbon on a Budget and being friends and making friends with you and Ben. The work that you guys have done to formulate a relationship with Tommy to where like he enjoyed sharing stuff with us. And then I was able to take this home. I was staying with my dad. I gave him a pour of this because I told him how great it was and how unique it was. And yeah, he's not huge into bourbon. He likes it, but he could to understand like exactly why it was unique and why this was a unicorn. I explained it to him and he loved it. It was one of his favorite bourbons he's ever had. So to be able to share this with him, man, like this is going to be like, so I'm going to factor this into value. Like this is a cool bottle and it is extra valuable to me because it's unique and has some sentimentality to it. So go ahead with your score.
Centennial.
No, I don't think that's
centennial good. Value. It's worth 100. I'm going to give this a solid 1. I think that, you know, if you could find this on a shelf anywhere, it, 75, 80 bucks. It's well worth that. And you should probably go for it and grab it. Problem is you're probably not going to find, even if it wasn't a Masterville 2, you're probably not going to find something like this. Store picks are pretty hard to come by in this E.H. Taylor world, this realm. But I mean, you know, yeah, if I could find this on the shelf for $80, it'd probably be a full 2, right? Like this is, it's really, really good. The problem is you're not going to find it there. Its availability pulls it down just a little bit. I'll give it a 1, which still gives it a really solid final score of 8 for me, you know? And like I said, it's very tough to consider value here because it's impossible to find. Like you're never going to just find a Masterville 2 store pick sitting on the shelf somewhere. So it's hard to even come up with a value score for this. It's a damn good bottle of bourbon that I would pay $100 for without thinking twice.
Ooh, you've gone up in price. You started up to 60, 80, then 80.
No. So I'd probably go $100 for this easily without thinking about it. And so I don't know. I just give it a value of 1.
Okay. You know what? I was between a 1 and 1.5 with like trying to factor in the value to this. I'll go with 1. I think that kind of keeps us pretty safe in saying there's a sentimentality to this, century mentality to this, as you would say. But yeah, you can't go like with a full 2.
Centurion. I think centurion is the word you're looking for.
You know what? I'm going to go with a 2 on value for this. You know why? Because this is a bottle. Holy This is a bottle of friendship and love. That's why. Friendship and love. And you can't put a price tag on that. It's incalculable.
8.375. I'm going to calculate it. Aggregate score after you gave it an 8.75.
Suck
yeah,
it. No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, piss him off a little bit. So, I mean, yeah, it's impossible to find. So it's hard to assign like a real value score to it. But yeah, I mean, I'd pay, you know, upwards of $120 here. So, you know, the further we get into the show, the more I'll pay. So, yeah, no, I think this is really, really good. So good stuff. What did we do on Tuesday? What should the people go back and check out?
Go and check out the second round of Buffalo Madness. There were heavyweights. It was E.H. Taylor small batch, you know, future callback, past callback versus Weller 107. And then we also did Weller 12 versus Sazerac Rye. So that was a 1 seed going against a 9 seed. So check it out. See if there were any upsets in Buffalo Madness tournament round two.
We are on social media everywhere. We appreciate when you interact with us. It's Bourbon on a Budget on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are. That's where we are. Where we are. I don't get paid to write for a living. So tune in next time. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode. But see us next week as we continue our Buffalo Madness tournament. For TJ Pittenger and only Brendan Sonneau. Cheers.